Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
It's the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
Zippity what?
Ready to drop the bass? Let's drop the bass.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit in Friday's show you'll find here.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, man. You got a joint?
Put a little bit of reef rice in on your board.
What'd that mean?
Please, give me, just give me
my weed, all right?
My library's been around. My library's been in iTunes. Now it's in Google, in the Google Cloud.
Yes, mine's been in the Google Cloud for a while.
It's great. We probably share viruses.
It's true.
I tell you, though, if Google's master plan is to assimilate us into Borgs, like, you and I are probably going to be first. Like, we're
willing volunteers.
We're balls deep in Google. We're like, just
take us.
Just make sure it's going to be okay. Wait. You're going to take my free will, but I still get my email account, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to have to change. It's been like years.
Do I still get YouTube Red and music?
Right. you're hiding in the sewers with all the non-assimilated people, and you're like, my YouTube video won't stop playing when I when I press escape. Like, why doesn't it play in the background? This is bullshit. I'm going to go get assimilated.
Yeah,
I'm going up to the clouds. See you fuckers later. Have fun in the sewers.
The outside world, that's a new nickname for it, the cloud.
Yeah. Because, you know, well, it's not even Google now. If you want to talk about what they're doing worldwide, it's Alphabet. That's the master company now. And they employ a lot of crazy-ass people, like Ray Kurzweil, futurist and genius, like mathematician and able to predict.
Future robot.
Everything except for hurricanes, I think.
Futurama?
Yes, Future Robot, author of The Singularity Is Now.
When are they going to start combining them, like hurricanes?
Google, Apple, Alphabet. That's a stupid name. I just don't want to say it, that's why. But like, when you first heard Google, didn't you say, that's a stupid name, I'm not saying that? And then a year later, it's a verb. Like, everybody's Googling stuff.
My grandma was like, you're going to use the Google?
Yeah, I Google everything.
You're going to use the Google?
I mean, it was about like 4 or 5 years of like surfing, and then it just went to you, you're just Googling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Google's the main like thoroughfare there. Like, if there was a highway, internet highway, no. Google's the main interstate.
Oh, I'm in. Google's my new newspaper. You know how you read the newspaper in the morning?
Yeah.
No, I used to. Now
yeah,
exactly. I bring up my Google News page that I have customized with my own.
That's what I do.
Yeah. It's news sources every morning.
Yeah, I know. I like to talk about diversity of thought a lot on our other podcast, Unregimented, but the percentage of information that I get directly from either Google or NPR is kind of pathetic. But that being said, I am getting Fox News and Breitbart stories through my... Oh, I take that back. A lot of that comes through my Twitter feed. I save all the garbage stories, all the bullshit websites for my Twitter feed. I'm like, it's a cesspool anyway. Just throw it in with that.
This is the garbage of the garbage.
Right.
You are fake news.
I'll just keep it in the compost pile over there with Twitter. Twitter is a compost pile.
See, then
it's where thoughts go to rot. They don't die there.
I've got my For You page where I got my alerts.
Sometimes they cultivate viruses that spread rampant through the community. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Then I've got my For You page where I have all my alerts customized for the podcast I do.
Yeah.
Got a cannabis and marijuana tab.
Oh, nice.
You are outsourcing your brain to Google.
Yes, think for me.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do.
You know,
like Homer Simpson. Can't someone else do it?
Actually, I'm probably more likely to be assimilated quicker than you because I am a pretty long-time Android user. I've never had an iPhone. I went from BlackBerry to Android.
It's quite the step.
Well, no,
you went from all the buttons to no buttons.
That's the biggest thing that kept me with BlackBerry because you could type on it. And as soon as typing was reasonable on a touchscreen, it was no contest.
Yeah. There were so many people. I don't know why they clung to, you'll pry my keyboard from my cold, dead hand. It's like, why? There's one on the screen. It's the same keyboard.
Like they grew up with it.
Yeah.
My daddy gave me this BlackBerry when I was 5 years old.
Yeah. It's like, no, it's the same keyboard, just digitally.
Also, yeah, you got used to this fine, right?
Yes.
You had a telephone and somebody showed you a BlackBerry. You're like, I'm never going to use that thing. And then 5 years later, they're like, that BlackBerry's out of date.
Remember when text messaging meant you had to hit the numbers?
But I need it.
Remember text messaging meant you had to hit the numbers on the, you had to hit like the two button two times for a B?
Yeah.
You know, like, oh.
I was.
Back in the dark ages?
When I started texting, I had a flip phone, of course, like everybody did. And a stubborn resistance to any kind of shortened or what's the term for it? You know, like LOL, LMAO.
Oh, what was that called?
What?
Before it was all emojis.
Yeah, I don't know.
What was that called? I forget.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what life was like before the internet. It seems all hazy.
What the fuck's the internet?
It's a
not emoticon. I mean, yeah, wasn't it emoticon?
Acronym?
Something like that.
No, I'm looking for a pre-internet word. This is going way off.
Oh yeah,
base.
No, yeah, that would be
anyways,
acronym.
I hated short any of the acronyms, the abbreviations, the you know, using the letter U, which just made me think. Like,
yeah, I don't like that.
Getting texts that sound like they're from Prince, like
or MC Hammer.
Yeah.
So I didn't use any of that. So I was insistent. I was a stickler for grammar and punctuation and spelling and proper capitalization. And I'm doing it having to hit three or four buttons sometimes or five sometimes if you want the right punctuation.
Yeah, it's the same. You're
like,
club.
You want a semicolon, bitch? Get ready. Here's an 8-digit sequence for you.
Yeah. You can't touch
this. This is pre-internet.
Yes.
This is what life was like pre-internet.
This is back when you had to use Prodigy.
Yeah,
yeah,
only your rich friends.
Any
had
millennials
Prodigy.
Listening?
I had
like,
Prodigy.
You kind of admit.
Had America Online too.
You had what?
America Online when you dial up.
We had that too. We had that at my house.
No, trust me. As soon as we stopped going to private school, all of a sudden we had money for things like the internet.
You still have a shoebox full of discs. Of AOL discs in your closet.
I have the tins when the CDs tins. They used to come in.
They were good weed tins.
They were good weed tins. I would burn CD compilations for people and put them in the tin.
Like, this mix CD.
Because it was something that was easy to decorate.
Yeah, they were the best, man. Also, really good Frisbees, too.
And I'm sure there's a few people out there that are listening, and they're like, what the fuck is a CD?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Wait.
Or a floppy disk.
You got your internet from something called a CD?
Yep.
I don't understand. How did they mail you the internet?
I know, right?
Oh, yeah.
Old people know what this is.
Yeah, I know this sound very well. It's meant I was connecting to a friend's house playing Doom.
We're kind of dumb that we have to... We wouldn't have... Jesus Christ. This is the Aphex Twin remix.
I know, right?
There's no reason for us to hear any of that, right? Nobody listens to that and was like, oh yeah, I think it's connected now. Like,
there we go.
Like, your proof is in the pudding, in the porn.
It's my fucking browser work.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Not what noise your computer makes. Like, it doesn't go ding at the end.
Now it's my little Wi-Fi icon solid.
But if they didn't make it, if they didn't make it audible, and we just hit a button that said internet and then waited for an indefinite amount of time, we would have gone crazy and killed the computers and then said, it's not worth it. They're too frustrating. They never work. The sound makes us go, oh, it's trying. Come on, buddy.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
you can do it.
Come on,
and
baby.
We've since graduated to the progress bar, thankfully.
Well, mine is the lights on the front of my internet modem. I wait. Hopefully, yeah. They're all blue.
Yes.
It's like, yeah.
Always
all blue.
Always blue. Always
yeah.
blue.
Or one's blue and one's green. I'm like, fuck. I have to unplug it.
Tipped in computer into Google Music.
Oh yeah.
It gave me this.
Yeah. Oh.
Could have given me worse things.
I was trying to figure out how we got to this point, and where we veered off from. And Alphabet has launched a balloon over Puerto Rico to distribute LTE signal so they can actually make calls and tell people, hey, we don't have shit down here.
Yeah. Hey, we still don't have anything, but I can call you now and tell you.
Yeah.
Maybe so they can all call the White House personally and say, what's up, Donnie?
Hey, you need to come down here and throw some more paper towels at us.
Yeah.
I know even people that got bailed out of the hurricanes in Texas say that us Puerto Ricans don't deserve the same amount of help, but you got to be bigger than that. You're the president of all of us. Hmm. They don't.
And he says, new phone, who dis?
Would you use it? I wouldn't use it.
Wouldn't use the Alphabet LTE?
No, I'm saying like how Trump was when he was critiquing the lady and the water purification thing I saw. That was
quite, I wouldn't drink that.
Would you drink that? Oh, no, I wouldn't drink that.
Like, there's no amount of money that can make me drink my own piss. What you the fuck's wrong with you,
You want me to
call
a balloon? Shit, I got this shit connected to a satellite. Right. My own.
Because he thinks that they're a fucking third world country.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And that they don't like they don't need as much help. Like, they're asking for all this millions in damages. They just want to spruce their place up so they can be like America. They, bitch!
I didn't know what you're talking
you're
about.
Throwing
on
us off.
On Unregimented a couple weeks ago until this week. I finally heard Puerto Rico.
Yeah. I'm like, come on, Donald.
Puerto.
You're not a Latin singer.
Rico. Yeah.
He's going to make the term Puerto Rico racist.
Puerto.
They're going to change their name because every asshole is going to be talking about the Italians, the Arabs, and the Puerto Ricans. And now I'll digress. I swear, no more political talk.
He made it sound. He made it sound like you needed a shower after he said it.
Yeah, I did feel dirty.
Like how a molester would say it. Hey, you want to come to Puerto Rico?
Are you going to be there?
Once again,
that's what I would ask.
I'm the only one that don't know what you're talking about.
Donald Trump. And now he says Puerto.
You should pull it up for him.
Here we go.
Yeah. Donald, the way he announces or pronounces the word Puerto Rico, just sounds like a Latin lover.
Well, first of all, it was very obvious that somebody was in the Oval Office. Some female intern was sitting down with him and just repeat after me, Puerto Rico. Puerto. Well, okay.
Puerto
Rico. Puerto. Don't try and roll the R. Well, you don't need to roll the R.
Rico.
And then the next half hour was her trying to get him to not say Puerto Rico suave.
Yeah.
Like, no suave. And he's like, what? That's where it came from, though.
Oh,
that's where it came from.
What the hell was that?
Puerto Rico suave.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody on the internet has already done that one.
Well, maybe there's somebody named Suave in Puerto Rico, and I can talk about them, and then I can say Puerto.
Why does she look like she's a hostage?
Suave.
Because she is being held hostage.
We're also praying for the people of Puerto Rico. What the bloody hell?
And he says it again.
And he smiles. It's a fucking joke.
And we also love Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico.
At the end, I'm going to say it how white people say it.
What was that?
Puerto Rico.
But the crowd, I love how the crowd panders to it. Like, oh, yeah.
No, it sounded like he was trying to do his Bill Clinton.
He was coached up. He was like,
second one.
Until this morning, I thought Puerto Rico was one word. And now they're telling me it's two words and we own it?
And we also love...
It's like
how did this happen? This is the worst deal in American history. How did we end up with all these Puerto Ricans? We didn't want them. We didn't ask for them.
I think I'm done with this.
Yeah, I think we're done. I think we're all done. I think that roach is done with us.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
It's so offensive the way he does it. He does it as a bit. He does it as a bit. And not even a good bit. He does it like a three-year-old does a bit. Where they do something stupid, and you laugh at them, and then they do it again three times, and you're like, okay, just stop now. Only three-year-olds aren't racist.
I bet some of them are. I bet there's some fucking racist three-year-olds running around.
No, that's like saying you can have a racist parrot. Like, you can teach a parrot to say N-word, and you can teach a three-year-old to say N-word. You cannot make a three-year-old understand the concept of hating somebody for the color of their skin.
Puerto. 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 Then it just goes off the rails at this point. Everyone's like, they don't remember this part.
Didn't Jimmy Iovine claim this, unfortunately?
What? How do you mean, unfortunately? He claimed this as...
sucks.
Oh, the fact that this is part of his catalog?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, look, he's a business genius because he takes risks. And he understood that... I'm sure he loved Tom Petty and Bruce Springsteen. I'm sure he loved that music.
Puerto.
Or maybe he doesn't. What the fuck do I know? What the fuck does it matter? You know, whether he loved Rico Suave or not, he knew that people would like it.
Mm-hmm.
And they ate it up.
Damn it. Weird. Missed it.
Yeah. Enough about Puerto Rico.
Did that guy ever take his bandana off? Was he bald?
I think the hair was attached to the bandana.
He was like completely
like Bret Michaels.
Yeah.
Bret Michaels.
Give me something.
I'm probably convinced Bret Michaels' hair is attached to that bandana.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Come on, why do you think Hogan wears a bandana?
This would be a good Halloween costume.
He's got the clown
now,
hair.
Wouldn't it?
He lets it grow from the side.
Did you hear this?
But
Taco.
I've heard
what?
This.
What the fuck is this? Grande.
It's got to be Weird Al.
Oh, absolutely. Mikey Bean knows what's up.
Oh, for sure. When you put that on, I was like, as soon as he said that, you know about this.
Oh, man, this is racist.
Muy bueno.
What about when, what's the Canadian kid singer? The douchebag singer. Butch, Billy... Come on, man. Don't make me do this. What? Are you serious?
Butch. Like,
I don't have any clue you're talking about.
Canadian pop singer who is a little shithead.
Bryan Adams?
Jesus Christ.
For the win.
That guy's old as fuck. This kid's like in his early 20s. Yes, thank you.
Who?
Justin Bieber.
God damn it.
Somebody we don't listen to.
No, nobody listens to him, but y'all know who the fuck he is.
Yes.
I got so angry, I forgot my point. Shit.
I found the new Super Troopers 2 trailer.
Cut the crap, guys.
Change that shit.
On 420.
I'm not a rookie anymore. Get these off me.
Oh, boy.
It's not like we want to shave your balls. Thorny, do you want to shave his balls?
Yeah.
Hell no. Foster?
No way.
You don't want to shave his balls, do you, Farva?
Hell yeah, I do.
No.
No.
God damn it, we gotta get out of here.
The incomplete cast. I like that.
He's still the rookie?
Yeah.
Shit, who ordered these? I can't feel my tits.
Super high pants.
Okay. Nice. Good release date.
License and registration?
Aren't you the two that pulled me over before?
Beg pardon?
How are you Mounties now? Or should I say Meounties? Mounties.
Meounties.
Do you really not remember this guy? You're just fucking with him.
Yeah, I have no idea who he is. But now I heard everything you said.
Son of a bitch. We've been doing that for years.
You know why it's going to be good? You know,
because it's Super Troopers?
Well, I guess I'm speaking for them. Because I heard that they made it and then shopped for a way for someone to distribute it. Usually it goes the other way around.
Right. Getting the movie made is like a third of the price of it.
Yeah, like the studio goes, we will make this movie and then distribute it. They made the movie, so right. No studio had any hand in it, and then just went for shop for somebody to
it
out.
Yeah.
That's why there's so much good TV now, because that's what's going on with a lot of TV that's made, is they're just making their...
I don't know about good TV, but I'll let you guys enjoy it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of TV.
There's too much TV.
But it's the same method. They made it on their own and just said, hey, here's this movie. Who wants to put it out? Who wants to distribute it for us?
Yeah. Well, that's a smart move.
That's the way to do it. Didn't they crowdfund it, too?
I believe
probably
so.
Probably a portion of it.
Nice.
I think it's great that everybody's still in it.
And I wonder then...
Original cast?
Well, I guess it's both. I was wondering if they like sold it outright or if you get a percentage of distribution.
I mean, I'm not their agent.
Hopefully you just sell it outright and make a profit.
I can give you all the particulars.
Right? No, I'm just thinking about how it works because I guess there is no standard how it works. I think ideally, crowdfund for a movie, make it, make a profit by selling it to a studio as is. No cuts, no butts, no coconuts. That'd be on my contract.
No cuts, no butts,
section
no
3,
cocoa nuts.
Subsection A, no cuts, no butts, no coconuts. I think we all understand what this means, gentlemen. Otherwise known as the Ridley Scott Clause.
Or Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah,
boy.
I think he was yes on all those, though.
Yeah.
This was the opposite.
He didn't care.
It was all cuts, all butts, all coconuts.
Get these nuts.
Hey, D's calling for you.
Oh, wait. It's still too soon, right? We're assholes if we make Harvey Weinstein jokes.
Oh, no. Everybody's doing
that. Or are we assholes if we don't talk about them at all? I can't keep track.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.